Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. All right, we're back, all you deplorable America-hating insurrectionist conservatives that you all are, that we all are, you know, according to every idiot Democrat out there. Do you believe that there is there was an op-ed, and I don't have it in front of me. It just popped in my head. I think it was in Utah, literally talking about how these sick liberals want the National Guard to keep the unvaccinated inside their homes and not allow them to do anything. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a sickness that's going through some people's heads. It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling. That in Austria just, their parliament just voted like overwhelmingly, it's like 140-something to like 33 to mandate every adult in the country must be vaccinated. I mean, if history is not repeating itself in that region of the world, I don't know what to tell you. It's amazing. But then you have the UK that's easing restrictions on masks and vaccine passports and all of that. And supposedly Ireland and I believe it might be France are supposedly going to be easing up on COVID restrictions. Locally in my area in New York on Long Island, there was a school district in Nassau County, Massapequa School District. The Board of Ed just voted to end the mask mandates for students because all of the schools in New York with the tyrannical unelected governor that we have, Cuomo in a dress, Kathleen Hochul, she has a mandate on for all schools and a statewide mandate in public places until I think the end of the month. But they want to extend it for schools. So we have a new county executive. His name is Bruce Blakeman, Republican. We had a little bit of a red wave in New York, which was interesting to see. So we have a new county executive, Republican Bruce Blakeman, and he vowed to fight against the any vaccine mandates or mask mandates. Like he's not, he's assigned executive orders telling the Board of Education of the various school districts to hold a vote and decide for themselves if they want to have the mask mandate. And it looked like the first school district, Massapequa and Nassau County, did that. So that's pretty great. I'm a firm believer in parents' choice. And if you want to wear a mask and send your kid with a face diaper, more power to you. That's fine. You want to abuse your kid, have at it. That's one of the reasons why I pulled my kid out of school and into a homeschool co-op, which has been unbelievable. And I encourage anyone who's considering homeschooling their children, don't hesitate. There are so many groups out there, even in your local community, no matter where you are. There are Facebook groups, forums about homeschooling and homeschool co-ops. I encourage you to look for it. So, you know, the the mandates all over the world are different. And you know, obviously we have our, old man in the Oval Office who's now ordering, 400 million N95 masks for free for any American that wants one and free COVID testing because, you know, you got to get your COVID test. You got to get your test, even though the test can't tell the difference between the flu and COVID. That was proven. CDC even said it. Multiple doctors and other healthcare professionals said it. Not Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci's a fucking hack. Anyway, a bit of a rant today. Just there's some stuff I want to talk about that's really not circulating through the mainstream media, the hypocrisy and things like that. But yeah, so now we're going to give everybody masks. So what does that mean? That we're going to have mask mandates and everybody's now has a free mask on the government, so you have to wear it? Yeah, I don't think so. Take your masks, face diapers, shove them up your ass. No. Thank you, not doing it. All right. Listen, YouTube sucks. I have not been posting on YouTube. They told me I couldn't. I have two hard strikes. I'm on Rumble, the website, thegreatdivide1776.com, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Everywhere you can get your podcasts, I'm there, especially Rumble. You can also get all the videos over on Facebook at The Great Divide Podcast, Instagram, The Great Divide Podcast. Working on a pretty big project. I'm not ready to fully announce it, but it looks like you'll be seeing some really great Patriot Run podcasts on internet TV soon via Roku. So let's stay tuned for that. I'll talk about that more as that gets closer. That should be really fun and interesting. Anyway, let's talk about these sick perverts, Ghislaine Maxwell for a minute, and Jeffrey Epstein, who, again, did not kill himself. So recent developments. See, the thing with this case is it was a federal case, so you couldn't have cameras in the courtroom, and that's just a federal thing. And, you know, there's really no conspiracy behind it. That is a federal thing. But so much went on in this trial. And she was convicted of 5 out of the 6 charges for trafficking minors or underage girls for, you know, sex and all that stuff. So, hold on, I need a drink of water. All right. Roaring unfiltered, everybody. Here we go. So, she was convicted, awaiting sentencing, and then about a couple weeks ago, they said that she was stopping the fight to keep 8 John Doe's secret, but the court has to decide if they want to release those names, which you and I both knows, depending on those names, they're probably most likely, most definitely not going to be released to the public. We'll never know that, you know, maybe Bill Clinton is one of those John Doe's or whoever else. There's 8 of them. You have Prince Andrew running around getting his royalty status stripped from the Queen because of his civil lawsuit in the United States that was brought against him from the girl he allegedly had sex with while she was underage. With in Ghislaine Maxwell's flat in England. There's a picture of them together. Of course, he doesn't recall that picture. I think he even said at one point back that it could have been photoshopped. He doesn't remember it. And he's a piece of shit pervert, just like I think most of the royal family is. So, I think they're playing damage control. So now, other recent developments. So her defense attorneys already said that they were going to appeal the guilty verdict. That's their right. They could do it. Whatever their stances. Everyone has a right to appeal their verdict if they're found guilty. But now, just a few days ago, this is interesting. Now her defense team is requesting a formal request for a whole new trial. We want a whole new trial. We want a retrial. Redo. So the reason, and this is, I have mixed feelings on this. They're talking about possible juror misconduct. So there was a juror, apparently, that did not disclose on the juror questionnaire that he was sexually abused as a child. I don't remember the guy's name. I didn't jot it down, but I believe it's this 35-year-old guy. They release his first and middle name, actually, which, you know, whether they should have released his name or not, I don't know. But he's 35 years old, I believe, from Manhattan, and he failed on the questionnaire to say that he was sexually abused as a child. So what is this trial all about? This trial is about the trafficking and sodomizing of young underage girls. So, you know, the sexual abuse of young women, underage women. So apparently this guy gave a statement and said, or he was being interviewed and he said, well, he would have disclosed it on the second part of the questionnaire if he was pressed on it. All right. So I don't know if that's exactly what he said. That's the rumor. That's what they're reporting. And you know how mainstream media is. But let's just say for argument's sake, this guy purposely did what he had to get on this jury because he was sexually abused and he holds a vendetta against anybody that has sexually abused children or been involved in the sexual abuse of children, which I understand. But now he's manipulating justice. And I'm not saying, hey, you know what? These people deserve everything that they got. They deserve worse, okay? But is it juror misconduct? Well, it might be. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be asking a constitutional attorney that's been on my show previously, Amir Benno, what his take is on it. He'll be on the show next week. I'm going to ask him. But now, if they turn around, now, but then take that guy for a minute. If he did that and he wanted like that street justice, like I'm going to get on this jury and I'm going to make sure there's a guilty verdict. But you're playing with fire, because what if that didn't work out? What if there was a hung jury? What if there was a mistrial for some reason? But now it may not work out, because if they do turn around and the judge says, you know what? There was juror misconduct here. Now we have to have a retrial. Now we have to do the whole Maxwell trial again. And now there's a chance, because of that, the tainted juror misconduct, for the defense to come back with a stronger defense, and for, you know, billionaire elitist Ghislaine Maxwell to walk. And that, I think, is a problem. I don't agree with what the guy did. I get what he did. I understand if that was his motive, it might not have been his motive. But that's developing now. And again, we're not hearing much of the Maxwell trial in mainstream media. They are reporting lightly on this new development. And again, are we ever going to know who those 8 John Does are? I'm going to say no, but I know, like you, I'm dying to know who they might be. I'm imagining there are some, again, big names on there that people don't want us to know. So yeah, that is that's interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on that and see what goes on. Something else that was in the news. So I'm not a sports guy. I'm just not into it. Never been into it. I just think it's a waste of time, energy, and money, and the commercialization of it. And it's just, to me, whatever. Sports fans out there, more power to you. I specifically do not like basketball. Okay? I don't. The NBA. You know, the woke NBA. Let's put Black Lives Matter all over all of our stadiums, all over basketball courts and jerseys and basketball stars, and pushing this sick woke narrative. They're another hypocritical, disgusting organization that just enriches themselves and is in bed with communist China. So, in the news recently this week, there was an interview. A co-owner of a basketball team, the Golden State Warriors. This guy's name, he's a 10% stakeholder in the team. His name is Kamath Palihapitiya. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. I don't care if I'm saying his name right. So this guy gets on and he says that he does not care about the genocide of the Muslim Uyghurs in China that are in camps, getting forced sterilization, forced abortions, being forced to sew together shoes and sweatshirts, you know, for like, I don't know, basketball players, clothing lines, and things like that. He doesn't care because basically it's below his line. He doesn't care about the group of people in China. And what's interesting is, well, why doesn't he care? Well, he doesn't care because he's a part owner of an NBA team who has strong ties with communist China, who hate America. They're sick globalists that want to take us over and overpower us economically, militarily, any way possible. They want to be the world dominator, communist China. And people like this idiot Kamath Palihapitiya, who's a billionaire globalist, you know, he has no problem being enriched and supporting that, because he's being enriched by China. China's smart. What do? They enrich their enemies. They do that, like basketball and other Hollywood and billionaire globalists that have their businesses in China. Politicians who have business ties to the CCP. And that those are facts, people. Those are facts. So, but what does the NBA do? First, the Golden State Warriors put out a statement. A little statement saying, well, this guy, Palihapitiya, he's a minority stakeholder. So he doesn't really matter. Oh, no, he does matter. 10% stake in a multi-million or billion-dollar basketball franchise is not a small number, okay? that's huge numbers, 10% of that. So let's not kid ourselves, but they'll put the narrative out like, hey, really doesn't speak for the entire franchise. Well, he's an owner and he did. And what is the NBA doing about it? Nothing. There's radio silence. There's news silence. One of the wokest news channels that cover sports out there, ESPN, or what are they saying? Nothing. Silence. Silence. But let's talk about the hypocrisy for a minute. In 2014, the owner of the Clippers, Donald Sterling, an old white guy, turns to his mixed race younger girlfriend at the time and basically says to her, well, I don't really want you going around promoting that you slept with black guys. Apparently didn't use the N-word for what I understand. This was recorded, I believe, by her. And then I believe she was going to now exploit him for money. He basically said, nah, get away from me, bitch. It's not going to work. So she makes it public. And what happens? The NBA, mainstream media went wild. Mainstream media went wild. This old white guy, Donald Sterling, he's like the KKK. He's a racist. Maybe he is a racist. I don't know. So the NBA forced him, the owner of the team. You have to sell your team. We're banning you from the league. That was a whole big thing. It was all over every bit of mainstream media. And what happened? He had to sell his team and he had to get out. And he couldn't be part of the NBA anymore. So now we're 2022. Wokest of the wokest, I think, we've ever been. And you have this guy say that he doesn't care about the genocide and the mass murder. Specifically said, I don't care about the Muslim Uyghurs in China. Don't care. They're below my line. Like every single other person that's not in my billionaire globalist elite club. Now, normally I don't really care what the NBA does. But this just pointing out the hypocrisy. This is what globalists do when they're all making money together. They don't care about the Uyghurs in China. They don't care about you buying the $150 NBA jersey, even though you're enriching them. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about the money that they're making. So why won't the NBA turn around and say, I think I just answered my own question. I hate doing that. Well, why won't the NBA turn around and say, hey, listen, this Palapatia guy. Yeah, that's unacceptable. He has to sell his 10% stake in the Golden State Warriors and pack his bags and get the hell out of the NBA. Nothing. Nothing. The only person I see making a big deal about it, and he did it on the Senate floor, I believe, was Tom Cotton, senator out of Arkansas, where he actually turned around and he said, and he brought up the Donald Sterling thing, the wokeness of the NBA. They're literally kneeling for the national anthem. They're allowing basketball players to come out and wear shirts that say, I can't breathe. And, you know, the patron saint of fentanyl is the best thing since God, meaning George Floyd, and Black Lives Matter, who've burnt down major cities and over 500 riots and over $2 billion in damage all over the country. That they'll all support all of that. You know, Queen LeBron James and all of these other idiots who have these giant followings and just want to spread hate and racism and division. But nobody's speaking out in support of these Muslim Uyghurs that are getting slaughtered by communist China in support, with the support of every sick globalist out there. Nobody cares, apparently. Not even the NBA. The NBA even did, they moved an all-star game. They moved an all-star game out of North Carolina because North Carolina had passed a law saying that boys and girls couldn't use the same public restroom. The NBA had a problem with that, and they moved an All-Star game out of the state because that law was passed. Just like when the basketball league, right? They turned around and moved. Was it basketball? I mean, was it baseball? They moved a game out of Georgia because of the Georgia laws, trying to protect the Georgia voting laws. I think it was baseball. This is how out of touch I am with sports. I hate them because they're all hypocritical. They're all hypocritical. They're all about money. They're all about sponsors. Who's making what? Who's driving what? Who's living in what kind of house? Muslim Uyghurs, the hell with them. But whenever they have a chance to make the ridiculous woke point, they do, but they're not here. This is, why aren't they doing it? Because they're making money off of the people killing the Uyghurs. China dominates these billionaire globalists, dominates. And there's nothing anyone's going to do about it ever. So yeah, NBA at it again. They're in bed with China. Look at John Cena in bed with China. Look at Hollywood in bed with China. Oh, you're going to make that movie. Okay, but you have to take this part out of your script. You can't do that. Otherwise, you can't play that movie in China and make that commie money. I'm not talking bad about the Chinese people. I'm talking about the disgusting communist Chinese government, because that's what they are. They're murdering globalist pieces of garbage. That's what they are. And they sent a virus over here and they put the world in a panic to destroy economies. That's what they did. That is exactly what China did. They will continue to come at us economically, digitally, and they will. They're spending all their money on the military. You know, there's a lot going on in the world. You know, Russia, Ukraine. And I'll be honest, I'm tired of America being the world police. If Russia is going to invade Ukraine, Russia's going to invade Ukraine. It is what it is. What are we going to do? Is this going to be the start to World War III? Because everyone is watching. Let me throw this by you, and you could tell me what you think in the comments, or email me, or just tell me to shut up. Whatever you want, I don't care. Russia invades Ukraine. Everybody's watching. Depending on our response, which again, I don't think we should be getting involved. A lot of people disagree with that. A lot of people agree with that. We should not be the world police. I'm tired of being the world police. China is watching, because if Russia invades Ukraine, you're telling me China is then not going to invade Taiwan? You don't think that's a possibility? How about North Korea is watching? So if Russia invades Ukraine and China invades Taiwan, what's to say North Korea is not going to launch a full-on attack on South Korea? Let's take Iran. Iran is watching. Iran's not going to make some sort of military move against Israel. I'm just trying to put these dots together and think about the scale this could be. You know, it's people literally, when Donald Trump was president, was saying Donald Trump's going to start World War III. It's inevitable. People were saying that. Democrats were saying that. I even think a couple of Republicans said it. And obviously we knew that wasn't the case. People respected Donald Trump because they believed he would do what he would say he would do if there were issues. Where we have this weak administration, completely weak and dismal administration, that has no idea what they'll do, and to protect our interests. And yeah, this if anything could be the cause of World War III. I mean, it's not impossible, people. Let's hope. I hope to God, I pray that it doesn't happen. So yeah, that's interesting with the whole Russia, Ukraine, China, Taiwan, Iran, Israel, whole dynamic. And I'm even missing something in there. You have Kazakhstan that's going on, that's between China and Russia, and the Kazakhstan government's having an issue. They're like collapsing, I believe, and Russia is in there trying to it seems like maybe nation build, and that was part of the original Soviet Union. And Putin did say, you know, he regrets seeing the fall of the Soviet Union. Remember, he did say that. He would love to see that back together. Make no mistake. And there's a lot of earth minerals, a lot of oil in Kazakhstan. So, you know, take Afghanistan. This has so much stuff going on, people, that we're losing sight of it by listening to these idiot Democrats think that certain groups in this country are not allowed to vote all of a sudden. That their voting is being suppressed. I mean, literally, the Democrats are in desperate mode to change the rules so that they can pass these ridiculous voting rights bills that they're not civil rights. This is not a civil rights movement. They're not civil rights bills. They're not voting rights bills. They're vote stealing bills, because if they federalize the elections and they allow the ballot harvesting, and they allow permanent mail-in voting, and they allow 16-year-olds to vote, amongst other things, and they give amnesty or to illegals to vote, that is the end of our republic. That is the end of free and fair elections. That is the end of election integrity. But they'll have you believe that. They literally have people believing that Republicans in Republican-run states are blocking people of color to vote. Somebody show me where it says in any of these laws that are being passed to protect the electoral process in the states where the election control belongs to the states. Show me where in any of these laws in any of these states that is blocking people of color or any type of identity group to vote. Show it to me. I would love to have that debate, because there is zero. It is not an argument. No one is losing their right to vote, or because you have to show an ID, maybe. By the way, I believe there's only, what, 7 or 11 states that have voter ID laws. Every state should have a voter ID law. Every state. But that's up to the states to decide, and I'm okay with that, because I don't want to see I do not want the federal government controlling elections in every single state for them to dictate what the states can do, what they're allowed to do. That's where everything falls apart. But that's what they want to push, the racial divide. Push, push, push. And then Joe Biden went on his 2-hour tirade of nonsense in his press conference to mark his 1 year in office. The 1 year in office of listening to Barack Obama and Susan Rice tell him what to do. He actually talks about, he was asked a question about election legitimacy. And he actually made it sound, he said that he would question the legitimacy of election results if these federal election rights laws weren't passed before the midterms, meaning he's accusing Republican-run states, Republican-governed states, that they would have rigged elections. But in the next breath, him, Kamala Harris, Jen Psaki, all of these talking head Democrats will say, "Well, saying that an election was stolen." Well, rigged is the big lie. The same big lie they say caused the riots on January 6th that they call an attempt of overthrowing the United States government and an insurrection. Or as Chuck Schumer would say, inciting an erection. So yeah. It's such nonsense. You have to pay attention, people. You have to pay attention. Nobody's right to vote is in jeopardy. What is in jeopardy is the entire electoral process if it's handed over to the federal government. That is what is in jeopardy. And the filibuster issue with Schumer and all of these idiots that want to change the rules so they can get their way. But meanwhile, when the Republicans talked about changing the filibuster when they were in control of the Senate, well, no, they're going to make this a banana republic. This will be a doomsday for democracy if they change the filibuster to get what they want. But now they want to do it because they're scared. They're scared because I believe there's about 30 members of Congress on the left that are not running for re-election. And they know their policies are so shitty that they can't win on their policies. So they're in desperation mode. They have to change the rules so they can get this voting, federalize the votes with just a simple majority. No, don't be a sore loser. Realize what you're doing. There are Democrats that are against this. Two Democrat senators that now, Manchin and Sinema, that other Democrats are attacking Bernie Sanders, turning around saying, well, we should just primary them and get them out of here if they don't want to play by the mob rules rule. It's really ridiculous. It really is. Everything that's going on. I mean, people, you got to pay attention. The progressives, they want this. Everyone to, they talk about this equity and this equality, financial equity. Listen, everyone is entitled to an equal opportunity. Everyone should have the same opportunity, and everyone does. If you disagree with me, I want you to point it out to me and we'll talk about it. I don't have a problem having that civil discourse. And that's what everybody should be having. Civil discourse. Everyone is entitled to the same opportunity. But everyone is not entitled to equal outcome. You take the opportunity and you do what you will with that opportunity. You want the outcome. You want a good outcome. Then you work for it, and you work hard for it. I've had opportunities, and I took those opportunities, and I worked my ass off, and I made the outcome. I made the outcome. No one deserves an outcome handed to them. You work for that outcome. So yeah, I don't know. There's so much craziness going on that we can't lose focus. We can't lose focus of the big picture. Okay? The big picture is we're less than a year away from the midterms. And those out there that say, well, it doesn't matter because we're going to get the majority and the Republicans are going to do nothing. I'm not disagreeing with you. I sure hope not. I will tell you this. I am disgusted with the Republican leadership in Congress. I'm disgusted with a lot of Republicans in Congress. There are a lot of America First candidates out there. I've spoken to some, had some on the show. I have some scheduled to come on the show, and I want to ask them what their willingness is to fight, because that's what we need. We need aggressive fighters that are putting America and its people, you and me, first. Not anchoring themselves in Congress and enriching themselves, making $174,000 a year, selling books, doing speaking tours, other opportunities that may arise to enrich themselves. Not on my time. You want to write a book and sell it? Do it after you get out of Congress. Okay? Do it after the supposed term limits some of these candidates are signing on promising. That I don't want to stay in Washington forever. I want to do 6 years as a member of Congress and 12 years as a member of Senate and get out. That's all well and good. And obviously, deeds matter, words do not. Everybody talks a good game. There are a lot of candidates out there that I have hope for. I want to see what they do when we have the majority. And there are some that I think are just showboat do-nothings. I'm having huge doubts with Matt Gaetz in Florida. You know, the firebrand Republican. He wrote a book too. Don't agree with it. Wrote a book, has a podcast, does a lot of speaking tours. I think he should maybe concentrate on being a congressman. Jim Jordan. First of all, back to Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, I don't know if it's true. He's got this whole sex trafficking thing going. They just gave his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, full immunity to testify against him in a grand jury. And usually when that happens, they're maybe coming close to an indictment. I don't know if you're going to see Matt Gaetz indicted. There were rumors that he had inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old girl and traveled out of state with her, brought her to an event or something like that. Don't know. Don't know if it's true. I hope to God it's not true. I'm not impressed with him so far. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene has a lot of potential. And I'm not convinced Madison Cawthorn. He's another one, the one in the wheelchair. He talks a good game. Again, it's going to come to when the time comes and we have the majority, because oversight's going to be a big key. And every single committee that changes and has a Republican as a chairman, there better be investigations and oversight on everything that's been going on. And answers need to be given. Questions need to be asked. That is important because America deserves that. Jim Jordan is, you know, a big supporter of Donald Trump, a big supporter of freedom, a big supporter of America. And he is on every single channel and you can imagine he's on Newsmax constantly and I think Fox, Hannity, all of them, Tucker. But he's one of the least productive members of Congress. I believe he's from Ohio, right, Jim Jordan? I like his talking points. I do. But if you look at his record, he is one of the least. From what I'm looking at, he's pretty much a do-nothing in Congress. Maybe I'm not seeing what he's doing. Talking does not count. And he's another one who wrote a book who's selling books. And I'm not just here to pick on Republicans because look at Adam Schiff, disgusting, lying piece of garbage. Look at Jamie Raskin, disgusting, lying piece of garbage. Both of them wrote books. Both of them are exploiting January 6th to enrich themselves. But stupid people aren't seeing it. Stupid people aren't seeing it. Oh, the Democrats. Adam Schiff is getting to the bottom of January 6th and exposing the truth. Oh, really? Really lying about text messages, lying about information during the Donald Trump impeachment debacle, lying about the Russia hoax, the big Russia hoax that he continues to carry on, the big lie. Come on. Anyway, I'm going to leave it short. I just wanted to rant about a few things. We all have to pay attention, people. Midterms are coming. You got to get involved. You have to volunteer in your area to work the election polls, become a precinct captain, get behind a candidate, whether it's for school board, whether it's for local, you know, city council, mayor, trustee, U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate. Maybe you want to run for office and you're thinking about it. There are ways to go about doing it and finding out how to do it. Get behind. Don't just sit around. Don't just sit around and say, what's going to happen? Get people out to vote. Vote. Get involved. Get involved. The more people get, Democrats are getting involved. They're organizing. I'm going to say it every day on this show until the midterms. We have to break the system. We cannot allow the lying, cheating, rigging, and stealing of elections. We cannot tolerate it. We cannot allow it. And we have to overwhelm the system with numbers. That's my opinion. I think it's fact. Love to hear anyone else's idea, but it's got to be done because we can't have another 4 years. I don't think we'll get another 4 years out of Joe Biden, but I don't know. And it's going to be interesting who runs for president on the Republican ticket. Is Donald Trump going to run for president again? Do we know that for sure? or is he going to back someone? Is Ron DeSantis going to run for president? You know, I can tell you right now, I'm saying it right here, right now. The Democrat front runner right now is Hillary Clinton for 2024. What do you mean? She's easing her way back in. She's easing her way back in. And she sees an opportunity because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not going to be it. And who are their choices? Who are their choices right now? Hillary Clinton, Mayor Pete Buttplug from Bend, what is he, South Bend, Indiana, or wherever it is, the Secretary of Transportation that couldn't transport his way out of a paper bag, let alone be in charge of it. I think he's busy chest feeding his baby with his husband. Anyway, yeah, get involved. Pay attention. Pay attention. And, you know, just don't allow the distractions. Pay attention. Keep your eye on the ball. And that is the midterm elections. Your local elections. Your local elections are just as important. Whether it's dog catcher to local judge, whatever it is, get involved. We don't want people in communities with these progressive leftist values that just are picking away at our freedoms. Because if we lose our freedom, any freedoms, you'll never get them back. You lose one freedom, you'll never get it back. And then that's just a path to lose the next freedom. And then where are we? We're not America anymore. So we have a Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights right here. Everybody should have a miniature copy or a copy of the Constitution. And to be honest with you, it's an interesting read, and it's not a very difficult read. Not saying you have to memorize it, but you should know the basics, and you should have a copy of it to reference if you need it. So anyway, listen, I don't want to ask a lot from you, but I'd like to ask you to sell your soul to me by subscribing to the Rumble channel or following me wherever you get your podcasts. Just subscribe, follow. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, The Great Divide Podcast. Go over to the website. You can get all the social media at thegreatdivide1776.com. I'm also on Gab and Getter over there as well. But you can find everything right from the website. So yeah, I want everyone to have a great weekend, have a great month. We're already a month into 2022. We're getting closer to the midterms. And also, I want to mention a show sponsor I'm very proud to have, Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. If you go over to MyPillow.com and you use my promo code, GREAT1776, you can save up to 66% off on hundreds of products. So get over there, support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. He's being canceled by financial institutions now. Yeah, he's been canceled by box stores, big box stores. So he loves this country, wants to preserve our election integrity, amongst other things. So get over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code GREAT1776 for some big savings. That's going to do it. Thank you, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Most of all, God bless America. See you soon. Take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.